So, Nancy, tell us about the project that NOAA just completed in Hawaii.
Yeah, our NOAA team just went out and did a 5-week research and removal cruise in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. So just these areas that Callum was discussing, these are remote areas, Midway. A lot of people know Midway Island from World War II. And so there's no people around there. But what there is all these albatrosses. And unfortunately, what we're finding in every single albatross that has died, they do a necropsy on it. And 100% of those have plastics in their stomachs. Oh. But what our team was out doing was removing these giant derelict fishing nets that are damaging the corals and the habitat and can entangle endangered monk seals. And so they removed 57 tons of debris, 50 tons of nets, and 7 tons of plastic in just that 5-week period.
So what kind of education process do you believe is necessary to alleviate at least some of this problem, Nancy?
Well, we have to work with everyone. So it's working with fishermen to try to figure out why they're losing their nets, but also working with, we really like to work with school groups because we feel like if people, young children, get an ocean conservation ethic early, that they won't litter, they'll learn to recycle, they'll use less single-use items. But so it's the children, but then it's their parents as well. So it's really things we do through our community-based grants, working with local individual communities on the debris issues that affect them most. We think the folks on the ground know best, so we fund a lot of those projects and work with them.